Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, is Linda available, please?
This is Linda speaking.
Hi, Linda. How are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress. You said for us to give you a call. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I've tried to access the files through Glasgow City Council, and it's been problematic.
Okay.
So I thought I'd give you a phone regarding that.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, so I'll explain. My name is James Thompson. I've been passed over your case file. Now, we're one of seven allocated solicitors that can deal with the Scottish Redress Compensation. Now, if using care before the year 2004, witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, you'll qualify for a Scottish Redress Compensation. Now, the average compensation payout is around about £45,000, okay? So all I need to do, Linda, I just need to go through a case report with you. It takes me about 5 to 10 minutes maximum.
Yeah.
And once I've completed that, I'll then let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. The thing is, I don't have any memory of it. It was my brother that told us, which is strange, isn't it?
It's perfectly fine, as long as you can confirm the locations.
I know all that. You know, that's all right.
Linda, and then the legal team will do all the rest of the work in regards to getting the records and stuff like
that. That'd be great, thank you.
Brilliant stuff. So, Linda, I'm just going to confirm with you. I've got Linda Jamieson, is that correct?
Yeah.
L-I-N-D-A Jamieson, is J-A-M-I-E-S-O-N, is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. And we've also got here on the register, Linda Jamieson 2010@hotmail.com. Is that right?
Hotmail.com. Yeah, that's right.
Have you got access to that email address, have you?
Yeah, that's the only email I use,
right.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. Just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Linda.
Yeah, it's 21/3/66.
21/3/1966. Is it Miss or Mrs?
No, it's Miss.
Miss, that's fine. No problem at all. Best contact number we have for you on system, I've got the one I'm ringing you on now, which is ends in 8861, is that right?
Yeah, that's the only number I have, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so what I'm now going to do, I will go through the case file. If we do go quiet, do not worry, I'm just updating your report for you, okay? Can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please, Linda?
Yeah, C313 Quebec Delta.
So Golf 313 Quebec Delta?
Yeah.
And I've got Corstock Street. Which number?
Yeah, Corsock 128.
Brilliant. That's fine. I'm going to pop that onto your report. Bear me 1 second. Okay, that's now complete. So I do need to ask you a series of questions.
Yeah.
If none of them apply to you, don't worry about it. Just say skip. It's not a problem. We can move on. Okay.
Nice.
I need to ask you, first of all, do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
Okay. We need to put onto your report a nominated beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, because the average payout for the Scottish Redress at this moment in time is around about £45,000, as you can imagine, it's a substantial amount of money. So we need to place a beneficiary or a next of kin onto your report. So if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation, and unfortunately we couldn't pay you out, who would you like the payment to go to?
Yeah, my son.
Your son? Okay, I'm going to place your son's name. Could I take that, please?
Yeah, Stephen Jarvis.
Is it S-T-V-E-N?
Yep.
Surname is
the same as this. Yep.
Is the surname same as yours?
Jarvis, J-E-R-V-I-S.
Oh, okay, Jarvis. There you go. So J-E-R-V-I-S, is that correct?
J-E-R-V-I-S.
Oh, Jay Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Do you have a contact number at all for Stephen? Now, he'll never be contacted. He'll only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you.
I would have to look it up. I would have to phone you back in regard to that. I would have to look that up because it's his work phone.
Sorry, say that again, Linda.
I would have to look that up and get that back to you in an email because I'd have to look that up. It's his work phone.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I'll just put not at hand at the moment, not to hand. Okay, that's perfectly fine. Let me get that saved. So now I'm going to move on to care system facilities. Okay. Now, how old were you when you first went within child services or any children's home?
No, I don't even know. This is the thing. It's like as if I've got absolutely zero memory of that. I've got zero memory of it, which is a strange thing. Because then...
You were in childcare, is that correct?
Yeah, I was, but I don't have any memory of it, which is strange. I might have been about 12 or 13.
Around about 12, 13. So we're talking roughly around about 1978,
79? Yeah, yeah. I don't...
Yep.
The thing is, the strange thing, I said this to my brother, why don't I have a memory of that?
Okay, so your brothers, what your brothers relayed to you, we'll have to take note of that, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, with your brother, do you remember the, was it a children's home you was in, is that correct?
Yeah, it was.
What was the name of the children's home?
It was Beechwood, Tollcross, Glasgow. I'm not sure of the...
Beechwood Children's Home, Glasgow?
Yeah, I think it was just for girls.
Beechwood, is that correct?
Beechwood, yeah, and it was Tollcross, and I'm not sure of the postcode. I just know it was Tollcross Road.
It was where, sorry?
Tollcross Road in Glasgow.
Tollcross Road.
Yeah, T-O-L-L cross, Tollcross.
Oh, Tollcross, Glasgow, I've got it there.
Yeah.
Let me just bring up the, I've got the records of the children's home. Give me just one moment, okay?
Yeah.
I've got it here. I've got the records for it. Give me a second, Ellen. They're all right. So I'm going to make you aware you're not the only person that's put a claim in regards to Beechwood Children's Home. There are a few cases that we've dealt with on record from Beechwood,
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just
the strange thing is, it's weird how I don't have any memory of that, and my brother's memory is, you see, he tells you everything, and I can't.
It was an assessment centre, wasn't it?
But that long ago, I don't have any memory of even how I got there, which is strange.
Okay. What I'm going to say to you, in regards to not having any memory, what I would say is just obviously what you've been told from your brother... We'll use that as a statement for yourself. So rather than you saying, obviously, you've not got any memory because your brother's obviously told you that and there was a sustainability of any sort.
Yeah, he was my young brother. I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
And,
obviously,
and he was talking about it the other night.
Yeah. A lot younger at the time. Okay. So
yeah.
Moment, let me just place that down on here for you. I won't be a second, Linda. Okay.
Yeah.
That was in Tollcross in Glasgow. And it, okay, bear with me, I'm just saving that on there. Do you know how many years you was there for?
I've got no clue. I've no memory of being there.
Did your brother tell you how long you was in there?
No, I don't even know. It's a weird thing. It's as if it's happened to somebody else. I've got absolutely zero memory of it. I've got no memory at all.
When you spoke to your brother, when he said you was in there around about 12 years of age, did he say how long he was roughly in there for?
No, because he was in care, but it was the situation with our parents at the time, and it was their dreams that was staying a bit, and I thought, why don't I have any memory of what happened to any of us? It's as if...
So what sort of abuse did he say happened within the children's home? Did he say it was quite bad?
He was put somewhere else. There was 4 years and we were put somewhere else. We've got two brothers and me and my sister. I don't even remember my sister being there with me either. It's a weird thing. I'm the oldest and I don't have any memory of any of it.
In regards to making a claim for Scottish redress abuse, there has to be some sustainability in regards to, like, did you see any children being restrained? Was you restrained in any way? Did you tell your brother? Did your brother tell you that there was any abuse?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember. That's how I was trying to get through the council to get the records.
Right, so what did your brother tell you?
He was in a different home altogether, so he wouldn't be aware of it. He wouldn't have been aware of what happened in there. But the thing is, I tried to go onto the council to get the records. To get my record for Beechwood. That's what I tried to do.
record.
So that I could find out what happened. Aye, so that I could find out that part of my memory that I don't have any memory of, that I'd like to know what went on.
Okay. Do you reckon you was in there till around you was 16, do you reckon?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's no memory of it at all.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just, I don't have any memory in it. I just can't access that memory at all.
You'd like to access the records to see if there was any sort of abuse?
Yeah,
okay.
I did. I phoned up Glasgow City Council to get my records. They sent an email saying that I have to send an ID and stuff.
Okay. Right. So in regards to, have you had a look up online in regards to Beechwood Children's Home?
No.
Basically, what there has been obviously a few cases that have been put forward, independent inquiry into children's abuse at that place.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what I'll do, I'll put on your statement. Give me just 1 second. Won't be a moment. Okay.
Yeah.
You did attend Beechwood Children's Home, though. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I just don't have any memory of it. I don't know if it's just... I kind of think back at all. It's as if it just never happened. It's a weird thing. I just can't access it.
Give me a second. So we've obviously had a look online. There is records online of abuse being happened.
Right.
At Beechwood Children's Home, okay.
Well, that's why I tried to initially phone the council, because obviously through their, social worker scheme or whatever, I don't know what it is, it's called, they would have my records there. They would hold my records there. And I did speak to somebody regarding that, and she said she'd send a form it. But she's emailed it. She's emailed it and said I would have to have ID and somebody to verify who I was and stuff. And that was all they said. So that I can... Because I don't have any memory of it, I would like to access the files to find out exactly what happened.
Okay, give me a second. Obviously, I've made a note on your statement that obviously you've attended Beechwood Children's Home.
Yeah.
You are aware, obviously, there was abuse at the children's home, but I've tried, obviously, you've forgotten everything that's happened there. You're trying to access records, see what's happened to you along the lines, or if anything, any records are made from you being within the children's home. Okay.
Yeah, obviously, they would have that information.
Of course. Bear me a second there, Linda, okay.
And that's
Glasgow City Council. Yeah, Glasgow City Council, I can see that. And it was at Beechwood Children's Home, Tollcross, Glasgow Council, I can see that on the record here. So what will happen, I need to get an authorisation email out to you while we're on the phone now. Just to state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you, because what they'll do, they'll go into the record side of things for you. They'll try and obviously in regards to yourself. Okay. So while you're just on the phone, I'm going to get an email and a text message sent out to you.
Yeah.
And it will be a click sign document to state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you. Okay.
Yeah.
Bear me just 1 second now, Linda. And what we'll need to do as well, on your file, we'll need to get one form of proof of address and one form of photo ID from yourself. So I'll get our administration's team to send you a message out via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's fine. So we just sent an email through to you now on a text message. Can you just confirm that you've received that for me, please, Linda, while we're on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah, I've received it,
Brilliant. So if you just click on that for me, the document will open up. If you just scroll down, there'll be a part where it requires... Above that or below that, there should be a box where it requires a little squiggle from you.
Or a clear signature,
Can you just see that? So proper little squiggle in there with your finger, and then press execute all documents, and that'll be that completed.
Yeah, I've seen that. Did you get that?
Brilliant. Give me just one moment. I'll just check that out, and for
you're
the best, okay.
I guess.
Honestly, do not worry about it. You've not pressed execute all documents.
No, I didn't. I haven't underneath that. Just the signature.
Yeah, you just do the squiggle and then press the execute all documents button.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. I'll need to sign that again.
Yeah, so if you just pop a little squiggle in there and underneath the blue button, execute all documents, click on that and it should say complete.
Yeah, that's that. That's a better thing that I think that's
completed. Yep. Let's have a quick look. Yeah, I can see signing complete on Aaron, so that's perfectly fine. Now, what I'm going to do, just while you're on the phone, I'm going to place you on hold for a minute while I get the administration team to send you a WhatsApp message out. Now, we'll need one form of photo ID. This can be a bus pass, passport, or a driving license. Do you have any of them?
I have a bus pass, yeah. I can access that, yeah.
Take a picture of your front of your bus pass, that's fine. And we'll need a letter.
Send it over.
Dated. Yeah, there'll be a letter dated within the last 3 months. If you've got any letter through to your house, it can be anything. We even have people sending Tesco letters in. It's not a problem.
You
just put the date on it and your address. Take a full picture of the full front page of that letter. I'll leave you to do that while I go and speak with the
administration. Yeah, I can have a wheel and get that done. Yeah, so it's a bill, a utility bill or something, yeah?
Yeah, anything at all, yeah. I'll place one on. If you want to go and take two pictures of them, and I'll be back with you in a moment. Okay, Linda?
Right, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I email you this over later?
Hi, Linda. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just
brilliant.
Can I
a message via the application WhatsApp?
Right, uh-huh.
Can you see that?
Right, okay. Just give me a second. I'll try and take a picture.
Yeah, take your time. They have to be two separate pictures, okay? So it has to be...
Yeah.
One picture of your bus pass and then one picture of the full letter of the proof of address that you're sending through. Okay. Can I just let you know, Linda, it has to be a picture of the full letter all four corners have to be in the picture.
Right, okay.
I'll just get that deleted. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to delete that one for you. Okay, that's perfectly fine. We can use that as a proof of address. I'm going to pop that onto your account for you now, and we just need your bus pass for you now.
Um, Give me a sec, right, I found that.
Yeah, take your time, Linda. Hi, Linda, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So we've received that. That's perfectly fine. What I'm now going to do, I'm going to attach that to your case file for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Now, my name is James Thompson. If you've got any questions or anything like that throughout the whole process, do not hesitate to contact me back on this number, okay?
Yeah, that's
now, what's
going
to happen, your file will be sent over to one of the legal representatives. They'll be giving you a call in around about 7 to 14 days, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to place a password onto your report. So if anybody does ring you up, all you need to do is ask for your password. Then
it's security.
Correct. So what would you like your password to be? It could be like your favourite colour or your favourite football team.
Pet, when I was young, it was a dog called Rocky, so that's perfect.
Rocky?
Yeah, R-O-C-K-Y.
Y, I've got it. Okay, so I'll place that onto your report. So if anybody rings you up, just say, do you have my password? And then if you don't call me Rocky, you know you're not speaking to the correct person, okay? I'll always be able to relay that to you, and so will the legal team when they give you a call, all right? So,
I do need to make you aware
as well, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay?
No.
You cannot participate in a government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it's under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is when these solicitors go in for the compensation claim for yourself, they will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you, okay?
Yeah, that's really fine. I'll just go right off field.
Do you have any questions at all?
No, if it was for my brother making me aware of it, I would, because I had no idea about it.
Of course, because it's so long ago, you don't
access the memory. The memory just isn't there, but I know I was there, but I don't have any recollection of it.
Well, there obviously was abuse within Beechwood Children's Home, which I've made you aware of, okay?
Yeah.
I will put down of, obviously, you are aware that there was abuse within the home. Obviously, you just require the records to remember exactly.
Yeah, that's why I initially asked for the records, because I'd like to know from my own peace of mind, because that memory just isn't in my head for some strange reason. I can't access it at all, which is strange in itself. So.
Yeah, definitely. Right, no worries. I'll update your case. We'll be in contact with you in due course. Just wait for a call from the legal team. Any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call back. All right, Linda.
Right, thanks, James. Thanks for phoning.
Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.